B-Pod Studios.
Why do you hate me? Anyway,
the Rap Party Podcast.
And it might be the only one of the week, to be honest with you, because we don't know what the hell's happening.
No, listen, Loren's in a different location, and we're trying to connect everything, and it's not working.
There's Morgan. Will you grab something from her, please? Thank you. Anyway, yeah, so we have a sign outside our door that Roy printed out. Loren, you're not here today. You're home doing the show through digital efforts. What does the sign on the door say?
Because I just read it. Due to COVID-19, do not enter the virus. We don't want your germs. Send an email.
No, do not enter the studio.
Do not enter the studio. We don't want your germs. Send an email. And there's been four people that's entered the studio today. What the fuck's up
with...
No one respects the sign. Well, one, we waved like three of them in. So it's the people in this room doesn't respect the sign. Manny waved in incog, I believe.
Every single client I have is changing their commercials for the week. And why wouldn't you? Our lives are changing in like seconds flat. So Morgan in our continuity department's walked in and out 20 times.
And that's she's like the type of person that I don't want in here.
Kyle in engineering is coming back in 5 minutes to fix my microphone, which is the last thing that needs to be handled at this point.
And like, hell, I'm going to be in here for that. I ain't catching corona.
Right.
And this... So then now I got to go and double down on the Clorox since I got these infected strangers coming in here.
Jokes on them. I was in the studio for a week.
Yeah. I know. And then Nicole just seems to be irritated by everything, you know, like by the fact that it's a Monday is irritating to her.
Yeah, kind of.
On top of that, throw in a worldwide pandemic and
then you have the show. But we did today.
By the way, why are so many people out in the halls? I thought the Beasley Media Group's closed.
You want to know why? Because no one's working.
That's the Power 98 crew.
Oh, is that who that was?
Yeah.
Oh, engineer's calling me.
Okay. Oh, it's not worth the conversation right now. I'm over that.
Sure?
I'm over that conversation.
Tell Brad that we're trying to figure out a better alternative to Skype.
Because she sounds not good.
Okay. And then we lost her at the end of the show. All right. Sorry, everybody. We got to take care of business.
I'm not tech savvy enough to do it myself.
Like, you sound okay, but there's other ways that we can do this better.
We used two other things, and you sounded way different than that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. So did everybody go this weekend? Because I'm trying to get out of here so I can go get, like...
Supplies?
Supplies. I need fertilizer for my grass.
What the heck were you doing all weekend when you weren't watching your daughter and she was running into bikes?
You know what you were doing? You were not practicing social distancing at that little St. Patrick's Day party you
had.
There
was only 20 people there.
20 people. You know how many people that is? 19 too many. That's who that is.
You didn't have any. You did no socializing.
Not one single person came over to my property, and not one single person will come over to my property.
Including the mailman and the Amazon delivery guy.
I did write him a snarky note in my mailbox because he didn't take my mail. And I wrote him a note saying, there's mail inside. Grab it.
Mm. He's not coming to your house anymore. Right. If suddenly, we made fun of Roy for months about how he doesn't know his neighbors and he doesn't have any friends. Now, all of a sudden, he's the real winner.
By the way, Charlotte Observer called me back.
Oh, they did? From your podcast?
Yeah. So I, you guys remember, I called and canceled my subscription on this podcast. And they ended up calling me. And saying that she's very upset that this happened. She said the problem was that the driver that they had ended up getting two routes instead of one route and was overloaded. And that they repeatedly tried to correct the issue of the driver. And the driver still failed to correct the issues of missing. Evidently, the way she described it was, even though he had a big route, he was supposed to be able to handle the route. And that
but even still, wouldn't you think, like, if my route was too big and I knew I wasn't getting to the back half of my route, I might start at the back half the next day and, like, alternate going back and forth. You never got your paper.
I never got one paper. So she said, by the way, without saying she fired him, she said she fired him. I mean, without
saying
that's
another person that you got fired.
Without saying it. And I felt really bad about that. But she said that they were going to give me a month for free and that if I don't get my paper the next time, that she totally understands if I cancel and I never come back to
them. Oh, so she uncanceled it?
She uncanceled it. She gave it to me for free.
That happened last time.
She gave it to me free. She says, if you don't get the paper, she's pretty much said, I promise you, you will get a piece of paper. You have a different driver.
Did you get it?
Well, that starts next Sunday. No. Well, that starts next Sunday. This just happened Sunday. So that starts next week. So I'm very interested to see. She goes, you have a brand new driver. Everything's set up. You should start getting your paper, which honestly I'm okay with. As long as I need the paper, I'm doing a project.
Yeah, I'm like a time capsule.
I'm like in arts and crafts and cutting up pieces. I'm like a serial killer cutting up the letters and headlines.
I need today's headlines so I can continue my kidnapping spree.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who's enjoying this whole coronavirus outbreak is that Lori Vallow, huh?
I know. She's right? Like, hey, finally, I'm able to murder my kids and the heat's off me.
Have you watched it at all?
She's probably sitting there going, I told you guys so. It's the end of the world. This is just the beginning.
Oh, you're right. From Chad Daybell.
Yeah, I'm the real winner here. So what's everybody, how's everybody feeling? I'm scared, nervous.
Oh, about Corona?
I mean, about, yeah, moving forward.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. You know, listen, I got health issues. It's been not very public, but you guys know that I have health issues. And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You got a special email from your doctor.
Yeah, with like extra precautions I need to take. I'm like, I didn't think I was that bad. I got to do that stuff too. I'm a bit concerned. I'm more concerned that there's so many people who, because it does, the young people isn't as impacted by it, I feel like they're going to be irresponsible and contribute to the spreading of it, which makes me sad for the older people.
What about like the economy and stuff though? Does that make you nervous?
No, I mean, I think that, well, one, our economy was really good, so taking a hit I don't think is that bad. I mean, like, if we took a bigger hit, if we took this hit in 2008, I mean, I'm pretty sure we'd be a failed state, you know?
Right.
I think we're...
We'd be calling Britain back. You want us back?
Yeah. I think that we're okay to take a hit. I do think it's all overreaction for what's happened in the marketplace, but I think in times like this, I think that the government, this is when government needs to step in and do what they can and
pause mortgage payments,
bail people
out, utility bills. I mean, these are, if there is indeed like a mandatory lockdown where hourly people and people who, you know, have to have more than one job and need to go and can't work from home, like the government, and says, hey, you can't go into work, like the government's going to have to figure out a way to pay those people and help them make ends meet. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I just hope if there's a government bailout, it's not for the Fortune 500 companies that can afford to take a hit. I hope it's for the average person.
I think it would have to be at this point because part-time people are being laid off, employees are staying home. It has to be.
Let's do each other's best case scenario, worst case scenario.
About Corona or speculation?
I mean, yeah, about like, so I'll go first. Let me explain. Like, okay. My best case scenario is in 3 weeks, we see cases are leveling off. We see there's enough test kits. Hospitals aren't overwhelmed. And the whole fear and the ease of it on how we have kind of a handle on how to take care of it. That's 3 weeks. That's what I think is best case scenario. They start talking about when Major League Baseball will start, maybe with no fans in the crowd. Life kind of gets back in 3 weeks. That's best case scenario for me. Worst case scenario is it's a shitstorm, and they're even talking about now my life is sports, Roy, as you know. So then all of a sudden now we're talking about the Panthers not starting on time in September. That would be worst case scenario for me. Plus the economy is awful. People can't go back to work. Someone we know is dead from the coronavirus. That's worst case scenario.
I think those are right. I would hope to see in 2 weeks, if people truly stay home, hopefully we see a stop in spreading. I am deeply troubled that we don't know the true figures of how many people are infected here in America.
Right.
We don't know. They're only telling people to go get a test if you meet a certain criteria, but they've already said too that number one, you could have it and not even know you have it. Number two, have it and it'd be a lot milder than those things that require a test.
It's a tricky, tricky virus, man.
I think that there's way more people in America that have it, and that's concerning.
Loren?
I think worst case scenario, my idiot friends in Florida who are out partying, YOLOing for spring break 2020 are going to continuously stay out. That's worst case scenario. And then they're going to continuously spread it. And I hope the best case scenario is that everybody actually adheres to this and takes it seriously and just stays home for the 14 days. Like, yes, does it suck? Absolutely. Am I happy about being stuck in my house for 14 days? Probably not. I'll have cabin fever in two. But it's, you have to do it. It's a social responsibility.
You know, the people that think this is no big deal and it's just the cold and we're just freaking out and it's overhyped. Do you think those people don't have parents anymore or grandparents?
Like, hey, guys, can you hang on 1 second? Cash is home from school and Linda needs me. Hold on.
Go do your thing. Cash isn't supposed to be home from school.
Mm, so they probably sent him home because he's...
He's a carrier.
Yeah, he's not a carrier.
They heard today's show.
And said, well, she's not going to work. He ain't going to school. Yeah.
No, you said something interesting, though, before you, just to stay on this for a second. Didn't you say that there's a study that says kids aren't getting it at all?
Yeah, and the doctors don't know why.
Huh.
There's not, like, many kids. It's not really affecting kids.
Yeah, it must be because their organs just are new or aren't fully developed to process all that.
Now, watch me as I say that. Since the last time I read that article, there's been
10 kids.
10 kids that got it.
Sad.
I mean, because so much stuff changes on a constant basis, but I don't know, you know.
Best case scenario is Loren's bathroom is done in 2 weeks. Worst case scenario is that her bathroom is done in 5 weeks.
Because the guy who's from Italy is doing her bathroom. And
she's got a Tyler from Italy, right from the country.
I just think about, like, you know, my mom, and she's had a massive heart attack. She's had multiple strokes. She has, you know, not the healthiest of lungs. You know, and I'm like, the last thing this is be horrible if my mom got it.
Yeah. I mean, my mom's 78 and she's like, you know, I'm aware of it, but who do I go out with anyway? Like,
yeah, I'm just so concerned.
She's cut down on dinners and stuff, but other than that, she's like, what am I going to do? Not come see the kids? You know, obviously if the government tells her that she can't, she won't, but you know, at this point she's not being overly cautious. That's my 78-year-old mom.
I'm so worried about my mom. And I think I'm more worried because my dad has to travel so much for his job. I'm more worried that he's going to bring it back to my mom. Because he's not able to, you know, he's still operating. He's not working from home. He's still traveling.
Does he doesn't fly that
No, he
long,
drives.
Right? Sorry, I'm back.
He drives. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it affects everybody differently. It really does. It's crazy, but we're going to keep rolling this week. We'll try and get another Rap Party podcast up for you tomorrow.
If you don't see any more, just know that we're just really busy behind the scenes. And to be quite honest with you,
trying to get the fuck
out
of here.
We're trying to get home and try to do our own social isolation, you know?
So, yeah, I don't want to stay at this building any longer than I have to.
I know, and I still got to go record afternoons. If anyone listens to this podcast and thinks I do it live, you're wrong.
All right, that's a Rap Party podcast. Bye, Loren. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.